Well, it's very good news. It's the first time in that we've received official confirmation in Donegal, from a health authority that this is the case. And the Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland, they've been saying this for years to the local public representatives, and they've been campaigning for a joint centre to be based at Letterkenny and Sligo University Hospital with shared consultant endocrinologists and advanced nurse practitioners, that full team to be shared between the two sites. And indeed, they've produced a map, which is startling, really. And once again, all of these centres of excellence, all five of them, are based below that famous Galway Dublin line, nothing to the Northwest region. So this is great to get official confirmation. And it puts pressure on the government to do the right thing.
Do you feel that the Health Minister will act now when, combined with the efforts of the Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland and this latest confirmation from management at Letterkenny University Hospital?
Well, what's really interesting about this response is that I had a parliamentary question submitted to the Minister, and the Minister asked the HSE to respond. So I'm taking this response, which was drafted by management at Letterkenny Hospital, as the official response back from the Minister. That's the only way I can take it. So the Minister has to now accept that his government, his HSE, the hospital in Letterkenny, are accepting that the numbers of children, of adults with diabetes type 1 and 2 in Donegal and indeed in the North West demand a centre of excellence. The Minister has been face to face with the campaigners in Donegal on a number of occasions. He knows the facts. And it's time now for the government to put in place resources. What are the resources? It's estimated at 1.5 million. So it's not a massive amount of money, particularly we're talking about diabetes here. Diabetes, we're told, is the biggest threat, biggest health threat to the Irish people moving into the future. We're talking here, if you invest money at an early stage, you stop the complications down the line that are, people going blind, that are amputations, all of the serious health implications. So this is vitally important that we invest the money now to prevent the damage down the line.